On Mastery. Part 9. Spiritual Masters. Spiritual masters have individual personalities, preferences, styles, and missions. They do not all behave, dress, or act in a certain way. They are not all supposed to be the same or do the same. One might have the skills and personality of a fierce warrior, another of a patient teacher, another of a clever diplomat. They have characteristics suited to the tasks they wish to accomplish. Some enlightened beings are reclusive and avoid worldly affairs. Others have engaged in extensive public dialogue. It is said that the higher a master's consciousness, the less one speaks, but some have spoken at length routinely. Spiritual masters are inclined to be self-sufficient, yet there is always give and take with their environments. They are disciplined without being excessively rigid. They are able to be soft or severe, kind or rude, accepting or rejecting. Nature is not always benign. It sometimes acts furiously and destructively. Hailstorms, tornadoes, volcanoes. Nor is goodness always benign. And nor are spiritual masters always benign to the human ego. Anger is considered to be a deadly sin. However, great spiritual masters have become angry in the face of unrighteous behavior. Jesus overturned the tables of corrupt money changers and was angry at people who objected to healing on the Sabbath. Rama became angry when the sea refused to calm down when he needed to cross it, when he was challenged by Parashurama, and when a demon crow attacked his wife. Krishna got angry when the warrior Arjuna was fighting only half-heartedly for righteousness. He was also angry and cursed Ashwatthama for killing all 5 Pandava sons as they slept during the nightly truce. Buddhist teacher Marpa imposed cruel labors and shouted furiously at his disciple who had practiced dark magic in the past in order for him to experience the harm he had done to others. A genuine spiritual master often has superior knowledge and extraordinary powers, but is not likely to display them to gain fame or money or upon demand. A spiritual master might effect miracles in private or in public, or not at all. A genuine spiritual master uses power of all kinds for the benefit of all. Most activity is unseen. We cannot judge a spiritual master by the behavior of followers. After all, spiritual masters might take on the most difficult cases. However, we can note the overall influence of a master over time. Do followers seem to improve their bad habits or weaknesses? Do they seem to increase in virtue? Remember, we can't see everything about other people, and we must be careful to gauge vice and virtue by our inner sense, not by external rules or appearances, or by personal likes or dislikes. Do followers seem to act with more genuine caring for others? Do they seem to have an inner peace or joy they didn't have before? Spiritual mastery is known by its fruits. The only way we can reliably discern a true spiritual master, if we have the good fortune to meet one, is by the effect on ourselves over time. Have we increased in virtue as a result? Have we improved our bad habits or weaknesses? Are we less self-centered, less condemning, more understanding? Are we purer in mind and action? Do we have more integrity, more inner peace? Do we give more often from our heart to more people? Do we have more quiet inner joy? A genuine spiritual master is unlikely to be easy to reach. Most of us have never met one. This is surely intentional. Masters would have the ability to only be seen or recognized by people whom they accept. If one wants to meet them, it is a good idea to ask inside that one will recognize them when they appear. A genuine spiritual master is unlikely to waste time or words. A master might accomplish 10 goals with one word or action. A genuine spiritual master may have a profound effect on someone who approaches with a sincere heart and pure intent. The mechanism for this influence might be invisible, but even one such contact can change the course of a person's entire life. A genuine spiritual master will likely have an effect, even if it's not immediate or obvious. The fruits of a genuine spiritual master are always good. However, to see the fruits and whether they are good requires us to stretch our paradigms and humbly acknowledge that we don't see or know everything, or much at all.